I glanced over at Grandpa. He had heard the remark made by Rainey. His friendly old face was as red as a turkey gobbler's wattle. The last of my corn was just going through the grinding stones. Grandpa pushed a lever to one side, shutting off the power. He came over and said to Rainey,
"What do you do? Just go around looking for trouble? What do you want, a fight?"
Reuben sidled over.
"This ain't none of your business," he said. "Besides, Rainey's not looking for a fight. We just want to make a bet with him."
Grandpa glared at Reuben.
"Any bet you would make sure would be a good one, all right. What kind of a bet?"
Reuben spat a mouthful of tobacco juice on the clean floor. He said,
"Well, we heard so much about them hounds of his, we just think it's a lot of talk and lies. We'd like to make a little bet, say about $2.
I had never seen my old grandfather so mad. The red had left his face. In its place was a sickly, paste-gray color. The kind old eyes behind the glasses burned with a fire I had never seen. In a loud voice, he asked,
"Bet on what?"
Reuben spat again. Grandpa's eyes followed the brown stain in its arc until it landed on the clean floor and splattered. With a leer and grin on his ugly, dirty face, Reuben said,
"Well, we got an old coon up in our part of the country that's been there a long time. Ain't no dog yet ever been smart enough to tree him, and I..."
Rainey broke into the conversation.
"He ain't just an ordinary coon. He's an old-timer. Folks call him the ghost coon. Believe me, he is a ghost. He just runs hounds enough to get them all warmed up, then climbs a tree and disappears. Our old blue hound has treed him more times than..."
Reuben told Rainey to shut up and let him do the talking. Looking over at me, he said,
"What do you say? Want to bet $2 your hounds can tree him?"
I looked at my grandfather, but he didn't help me. I told Reuben I didn't want to bet, but I was pretty sure my dogs could tree that ghost coon. Rainey butted in again.
"What's the matter? You yellow?"
I felt the hot blood rush into my face. My stomach felt like something alive was crawling in it. I doubled up my right fist and was on the point of hitting Rainey in one of his eyes when I felt my grandfather's hand on my shoulder. I looked up. His eyes flashed as he looked at me. A strange little smile was tugging at the corner of his mouth. The big artery in his neck was pounding out and in. It reminded me of a young bird that had fallen out of a nest and lay dying on the ground. Still looking at me, he reached back and took his billfold from his pocket, saying,
"Let's call that bet.